You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, hey! It's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I am Camille Veronica.
And it is our fabulous, wonderful Tuesday segment. This segment and episode is really meant to give you an opportunity to sit down with family, to, you know, share this podcast with all your friends, your coworkers. This is just our really good family friend fun day podcast. And it is, and it is so far good.
So, yeah, we can safely say that. Yes, it is.
It's so far good. How are you holding up there?
I am doing the best I can do with all that I can do and all that I have. I am well. Thank you for asking.
Good, good, good.
Yes.
So anything on your desired heart for today to help our listeners? Anything that pops up?
Oh, is that how we doing this one now? Huh?
I mean, I'm always ready. So
I don't know. Like, you stay ready.
Always ready.
No, you stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yes, yes, yes. Uh-huh. But if you don't have anything that's, you know, really exciting and pertinent, you know, something you really want to get out there, not to worry. I have something there.
Well, I kind of have something, but I'm not sure that it's developed enough in the thought process for me to say that it's exciting. So, yeah.
Well, anything coming from you should be exciting.
Oh, you are so kind.
I'm so
listeners, let me say this. Make sure that you always have somebody in your corner who can hype you up, or as my auntie used to say, prop you up on every leaning
side. Over leaning side. That's so classic. Yeah. Very, very true. Yes, yes. You got to have somebody that's in your corner who definitely is making sure that you remember who you are and why you're here and why you matter. Right. Yes. Because there are things, most definitely, there are things that will cause you to really reconsider if you're worthy. Or if you're even validated in the way you think or the way you respond. So to have, now let me get this straight. Now, yes, you want to have those people, but you also don't want to have a lot of yes people who are just there.
You don't want them because that's not
a real good depiction of life, really, in its whole entirety. You know, you want people who do not mind letting you know, you know, hey, you know, you could do this a lot better. You know,
okay, that is now I know I'm not going to go with what I was thinking about. I need to share something else. I now know I need to share this.
Okay. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure by the time I get midway through this, I'm going to know what the title of this thought is. And I don't know if it's a whole episode or not, but I'm going to throw it out there and see what happens to us. Okay. To our young people who listen, and we are grateful for all of y'all.
We are
people who listen. Please heed the wisdom and the advice of someone who is older than you. Now, let me tell you this little story.
Yes.
My husband from the motherland, we've talked about him often on the podcast, whether or not he wants to be talked about.
The king has a spot.
Yes, he does. Caused me to tell me that one of his younger sisters has recently lost her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait a minute. Now, mind you, my husband comes from a large family. And I was like, wait a minute, did I meet this sister? Because I'm pretty up on most of the siblings, but there are a few that I'm a little sketchy about. Uh-huh. And so he begins to tell me where she falls in line of the family. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That's not baby last, is it? Because baby last was my girl. You know, he's like, no. You went too far down the line. Go back up. And I'm like, okay, fine. So I'm saying, oh, well, you know, I'm not recalling her that quickly, but nonetheless, I'm still sorry to hear of her loss.
Right.
So he begins to tell me the process of this marriage that she had with this man, and how at one point he has taken her back. They were in the South, take her back up north where their people are from, and he leaves her with his mother. And his mother was barely making it as it is, which should have been a sign that someone right, if your mama ain't okay and you alive. But I'm gonna put that there for a minute. Mm-hmm. And then she has five children with him. And what ends up happening is there's a period of time where she is walking 1 mile to get to where her mother is, so that she can have something to eat and feed her children with. Now, the mother-in-law was aware that she could not really provide for the daughter-in-law and these children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was because of these children that her mother was making sure that there was some food in these little babies' bellies, right?
Right.
Now, my husband's role typically, when she was younger, he made sure that she got to school and everything. And I said to him, I said, hold on now. There was no conversation before she married this man? Was nobody advising her? And he said, I don't believe so. He said, I didn't even know that she had gotten married.
Gotcha.
And then when she did, I tried to advise her, but it just did not. She didn't heed it. So what did he do? He cut her off. It's like, you know, if you're not gonna listen,
because she's married, right. Because she is, because let's be honest, you know, him cutting her off is also, she's married, she has a husband now,
right.
So there is his responsibility is of choice,
right? So the family knows that he's cut her off, and nobody really talks about it until a few years later, or a few years ago, his youngest sister calls him and says, look, things ain't right with this child, you know? Okay. Now, youngest sister has done her schooling, got her a nice little government job, got a little regular income and a side hustle going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This sister doesn't seem to be, she's kind of like, you know, you exist on whoever, the kindness of whoever is around you.
Mm-hmm.
He pointed out something. He said, this lifestyle that she was living, though, has caused her to age so much so that she was looking older than his mother. Now, right. It don't matter how old she was, but when somebody tells you that you're looking older than your own mama, you know something, ain't.
And you're not on the top of the list,
right? No, you
as far as siblings, you in the middle.
You further. you are younger than the ones than the one telling the story. Okay. So I'm listening to him tell this thing, and I said, well, maybe now is the time for her to learn the lesson, because now you are going to move her into your home, and she's gonna have to figure out, because his mama's passed. Mama can't feed her.
Yeah.
He said, what lesson is there for her? She broke down now. What is there for her to learn? What is there for her to learn? I said, well, that, despite the fact that that's your thought that she's broken down at this point, there may be a lesson in this for her. He's like, well, okay, that's on her to learn, but who's teaching it? Because she has exhausted any, you know, opportunity for help. And like, he said, okay, now in their tradition, when one passes away, you help and put some money in to help. He said, well, I will give her money after the funeral, because she's not going to have anything. You know, everybody's going to be all into the celebration and the eating and all that. And then after that, she has nothing but these five children.
Yeah.
So he will move her to his home. And then, you know, she at least has a place to stay, because she can't stay with the mother when the mother still doesn't have enough to take care of herself, you know.
Yeah. And those are really the traditional way of conducting. You know, people hear us talk about it, but there are still places, and quite frankly, there should be some parts of the U.S. where we still practice these, because I know some of you all would not be giving your daughters away to men who are not prepared right. to do what you have done and more.
Right.
So it's not even just doing what I've done. No, you have to do more right. because I can keep her, you know, until I'm ready to release her, mm-hmm. you know? So, I mean, there are still places where that happens. And the reason why that is because there needs to be an assurity that you can take care mm-hmm. of the family. And there is no child, no woman and child left, you know, left out here. Right. Now, obviously, I believe the lesson is life. Mm. I believe the lesson for her is actually going to be life. Mm. And it's going to be a challenging lesson to say that she's going to still get what she needs to get to make sure that she doesn't make the same errors in her mm-hmm. ways. Can she find another husband with five kids, depending on if, you know, if she is still able to bear children, because that's still going to be a factor potentially in the conversation of a new king, a new mm-hmm. man, that he may want, you know, more children of his own seed, you know. So that's another conversation. And that's why it is important that you don't just flounder away your time, your life expectancy, your body, you know. And also, if you look in like grandma,
okay, you know, and let me just say, grandma was well kept, but he wasn't sounding like, oh yeah,
it was well kept grandma. It was grandma it was grandma's older
as
version.
He said, a hard life, unnecessarily hard life. Yeah. And yeah. in that, you know, in that is this thing that we all want to exude a certain level of independence, even in the most confined societies. We all want a certain level that we are free thinking and we can do for ourselves. And also, you know, I hate to even talk about this, but I know friends who married because they thought they didn't have any other choice.
Yeah.
They just well, he's, you know, he, you know, no, he's a good man. No, I mean, no, he all right. No. Okay. Yeah, he is. But this wasn't the love of your life. And even down to being able to say, I don't need to be pressured by what's around me. I know I had a whole lot of people talking about, when you going to get married? It was none of your business. Yeah. Yeah. You wasn't a candidate, so you know, and I wasn't in no right. rush because I was enjoying myself. I enjoyed my single life, and my thing was, I didn't know a lot of women before me who said they enjoyed single life because they were groomed to get married.
Yep, right out right. the womb.
Right. So my thing was like, and on top of that, if you were not providing a viable candidate, you did not need to ask me, when was I getting married?
Yeah.
See, because I had no trouble attracting homeless men with no teeth and no job. I could do that on my own. So then you should have been there to help me. But my father did give me wise advice. He said, you can be attracted to a man, but you need to look at the roots. And then he said, no, you need to look at the roots.
I was about to come for you because I know.
Okay, he said you need to look at the roots. He said some of them trees you need to shake and see what comes out of them family trees before you get involved with somebody. He said just step back, just watch. But see, now here's the thing: if my husband's sister had paid attention to her mother-in-law.
Uh-huh.
And to see how she was being cared for or not cared for.
Yeah. Right. That right. Was good. Mm-hmm. Indicators.
You see what I'm saying? And so and then on top of that, I don't know why she did not seek the wise counsel. Okay, if you didn't want to talk to my husband who had been caring for you all along, but if you didn't want to talk, you got other brothers and sisters older than you who could have said, hey.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Can you imagine? This fool here.
Do you know?
Useless boy. Useless. See, somebody would have mm-hmm. told me. You know, this is like Dirty Charlie.
But you know what? It could be also that she was told, and because she felt so engaged and involved with him, which we've seen this, young people, we've seen this, you know, you are determined to choose what your heart says you should want to choose, right? You don't look at the full spectrum the way someone from the outside.
And that's why you got to have the outside person.
Yeah. But you can have them and still not listen. And I think that's the other essence to what this is, right? Being able to lend yourself to that first part of what you said, the mm-hmm. wisdom of older people, people who have traveled down that road, people who have experienced things that you may not know yet, but as soon as you get in that rut, they start to reveal, hey, I've mm-hmm. had that experience. Right. You know, it shocks people. I think sometimes when I say, you know, oh, you know, I've had a jail mm-hmm. experience. They, huh? You what?
I don't know how they'd be surprised, but okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they ain't more, but I'm gonna leave that alone. And thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank God for balanced tongues and temperaments. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. But you get that. Because one, people mm-hmm. trust you and people trust what they're sharing with you, and you feel vulnerable enough to share with that person what you're mm-hmm. experiencing. You know, at child two, I'm sure there was very clear, at child one, I'm sure there was very clear indicators that they were not able to mm-hmm. provide. Mm-hmm. By the time, unless there's two sets of twins in there, when you got to child,
there is a set of twins, by the way.
There is a set of so I'll grant you that second mm-hmm. because you know even if the twins didn't come in the first and the second group, you got to know, okay, this is not going.
But
to
the
change.
Thing is, and I believe this with all my hearts and hearts, there, all the indicators were there beforehand. And I believe this, not just young people, anybody, you see what you want to see. And then when you finally open your eyes and you say, oh, I know he was like that. Oh, yeah, you did. He showed it to you.
Yeah, you did.
He showed you everything. No matter how he perfumed it or masked it, he showed you everything. She showed you everything. You don't have to live with somebody to know how they're going to be. They show you before you get up in that house. I am telling you this 100. They show you all those mm-hmm. things. The thing is, are you opened to seeing it? Because when you think you're in love, it's sweet. Oh, that is, mm-hmm. oh my goodness.
Oh, dessert. It's all dessert.
Hallelujah. That's the
It's what? A good cocktail.
It's euphoria. It's utopia.
Yeah, it is.
But all along, it's there. I'm telling you, my husband has, we are in 19th year of marriage. He's yet to surprise me because I saw everything that he's done in our marriage. I saw it before we got married. And I had to decide, can I live with this? If this comes up in a supersize,
you put it on the
can
board.
I live with this?
Yeah, you put it on the board. You put it on the board and you put it in the parking lot. We put these little things where we put things in the parking lot because you can't ask the question at that moment because the presentation is going on. So you put it in the parking lot. But you start to see sometimes the things that you put in the parking lot start to come down sooner because as you listen to the rest of the mm-hmm. presentation, mm-hmm. you get answers to what you were thinking. You were thinking mm-hmm. ahead of the game. And that is going into any type of friendship, partnership, business, right? Going into any type of connection where there is two people who are lived in totally different experiences, but bring those things together, you must have your mm-hmm. goggles on. What do you call you gotta be intentional at what you look for, and be okay when you realize this is not something you can handle. That is the other key. I feel like some of us have chosen to stay in certain places and spaces because we don't want to run the risk of not having mm-hmm. anything or anybody, right? We don't want to get old and not have anyone to mm-hmm. love or someone to mm-hmm. love us back, you know? And so we flicker in that moment. And so you almost mm-hmm. settle, right? But you're settling on something that's not even mm-hmm. what you want. That's mm-hmm. the challenge. There's a difference between settling in on something that you want and settling in on something that you don't even have a strong interest of holding on to. And you mm-hmm. end up falling. You end up falling, the foundations end up falling. And so you got to be okay with saying, maybe not this one. You know, it's going to hurt. I know it. I'm going to have some withdrawals. But this one may not be the direction. It's going to be a little bit more challenging than I'm willing to manage.
And your gut.
Yeah.
Your gut still works.
It sure does, especially if you're not eating right. If you eat a lot of sweets, if you're getting a lot of sweets, let's use that sweets as all the love and the charismatic. If you're getting all the sweets and you're not getting no real nutrients, mm-hmm. all you're getting is sugar, mm-hmm. sugar, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. baby, mm-hmm. oh girl, love you, oh you my one and only. If you're getting a lot of that and you're not getting some hardcore, so what is our plans for the future? How are we financially going to make these things work? What is your business idea? But
even down to being willing, having somebody who's willing to learn with you. You know, if your potential person maybe hasn't had exposure to certain things that you know will help secure your future or help you all, you know, go in different directions. Maybe you met somebody who hasn't traveled, but that's always been one of your dreams. If he's not willing or she's not willing to at least get the passport, or you said, well, I'm scared of flying. I don't want, okay, well then what other, are you willing to take the bus everywhere? Are you willing to drive everywhere? You know what I'm saying? There's gotta be some things where you can look at a person and say, okay, if you're not willing to do this, can we grow into that? You know, are you willing to get a, I don't need no passport. I've already served in the military. I don't need to go nowhere else. Okay, then this is not the person who's going to travel with you. You know?
I mean, mm-hmm. No, because they clearly don't have the passport.
So it's got to, like, if you say, okay, all of these things that you're looking forward to, your financial freedom and all these things, maybe they haven't had, you know, financial education. Are y'all going to learn it together? It's got to be somebody who's like, well, you know, I always put my money in a sock. Okay, you said the stocks? No, a sock. Okay, now there might be a problem. You know, but you got to have somebody who's willing to grow with you. And that if y'all make a mistake, you make it together. It's not, see, I told him not to do all that. You know, that kind of thing. And this is why you got to have the wisdom of the elders around you. And it may not be somebody from your family, but someone that you trust, someone that you say, okay, model yourself after some people. You've seen couples and you say, okay, I love the way they communicate. I love the way when they're together, they're still holding hands and they, you know, in their 80s, find out what worked for them. Find out how, because they'll tell you, oh shoot, living with him ain't easy, but I learned to do this, or I learned to do that. But when you're getting to the point where you think this is the one, and like we said, this is for all relationships, but especially if we talk about marriage, you need to have a council of elders to make sure is this one? And for the older ones, we need to step in before these things happen. And I know some folks go ahead and they jump and they get married You know, you up here with somebody who's beating you. And then when I try to bring you into the house to keep you safe, you get back on the phone and then turn around and tell me, I ain't got no right to tell you what to do. Okay.
Yep.
So all of us have a role to play. All of us have a role to play. And this starts early. This is not wait until we get to the point that we court. And this starts early, where you are imparting wisdom to your children or to the young people around you, and that young people get used to hearing these things that guide us, proverbs and stories and all things like that, all the stuff that you know, it's like marketing. You know, you got to repeat the message over and over again, so then when it comes time for that young person to make a decision, they've got something to hold on to. But then they also have a relationship that says, hold on, I can't do this until I check in with Mima or Big Ma, yeah, or you know, Pat Pap, or whoever, yeah, I got to check in with to make sure that I'm on the right path, that there's no way possible.
You gotta be willing to find that those people that yes, you can be vulnerable with, right? There is I am not a fan of, well, for a long time I was not a fan of having a male doctor, and the reason why is because of that little gown with that slip in the back. I felt more comfortable with getting undressed in front of women doctors. And so I was, and my mother never groomed me that way. That just, I think, well, she did actually, because she was the woman in the house. I didn't have to get, you know, undressed in front of my father. So, but she was the woman, right? So it was no problem us running around the house, you know, naked and stuff. Good morning. So it was always an opportunity for us, you know, when we went to the doctor, that was what my choosing was. And once I became an adult, I still stuck with that. I've had two doctors that have been males, but you have to be willing to be vulnerable, right? And so being vulnerable allows you to, it's not about pointing out what their mistakes are, but what are the choices that you've made that potentially put you in a space where now you're learning this lesson another way? Did you rush to assumptions? Did you see the signs and choose, you know, maybe I can handle them, and then you realize you couldn't, right? Maybe that's what happened. So I feel like that is key. And you're right, it does start early, starting with having conversations with your children to tell them, you can talk to me about anything. And when I say anything, you have to specifically address them and use examples. When they do come to you about something, you don't say that's not what we need to do, or that's some, you embrace it and say, okay, let's talk about this, you know, and have that. We didn't talk about this, but there was a big national coming out day. I always miss that day, because I really don't understand this national coming out day, how someone set a date on the calendar for, I guess, people who are part of the LGBTQ community to come out. I don't get that. But I heard somebody say something, I read something, and then I heard somebody repeat it. The reason why people don't come out is because what are they coming out to? What is it to come out? If what they're coming out to is not welcoming, inviting, loving, but yet they feel much safer being where they were or where they are, then they're not going to come out if they have to be criticized and all of that. And so it really takes someone who's willing to be vulnerable and say, you know what, I may not get the results that I want, or I may not get the response that makes me feel the way I want, but I have to do this. And it will, trust me, no pencil sitting in the box will ever get sharpened if it doesn't go through that moment. You will never use it to its full potential if you don't sharpen it. It won't, it can't, it just can't stay like that.
There you go.
This was good. It was a great conversation. This has been the V Spot, your vulnerable space to grow and hustle. And we're so excited that you decided to stop in and listen with us.
Thank you.
Have a great week.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow, with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at the V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.